And 439, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
We do have slowdowns in place, southbound I-15, but still lighter than normal, but it is heavy and slow between the I-80-201 interchange and 7200 South in Midvale. We have that crash at 5300 South at the ramp. You've got a vehicle over to the left shoulder, but I-80 to the east, the 21st South Freeway to the west, and I-215's Belt Route all looking good. Michelle?
Well, we also have some other good news. That earlier crash southbound I-15 around the Linden area has cleared up, and traffic is pretty much back to normal through that area. Now, if you're traveling around Park City area, heading toward the ski resorts, Highway 224 is showing some pretty good traffic volumes around those different resorts. So you'll want to allow a little extra time if you're trying to get into or out of that area. Now, 5600 West is also showing some slowdowns. The heaviest is going to be between California Avenue and 21st South, but there's also some slowdowns in the Kearns West Valley area. Mark?
Well, our trip up north out of downtown into Davis County, well, it's in holiday mode right now. KSL travel time of 15 minutes, Salt Lake City to Farmington, and you have a little resistance north out I-15 approaching 2300 North Warm Springs to the north interchange. Rest of the Davis County commute in pretty good shape. The Jazz beating the Lakers twice, but they'll look for a win again tonight in L.A. Tune in to Root Sports at 8. Catch all the action. Jazz versus Lakers tonight at 8. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center. Traffic.